Father, we thank you because the entrance of your word gives light. It brings understanding even to us. And so let it be even this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you may not have had opportunity to really speak or share your thoughts and your reaction to yesterday's room, because we just did it more of a, you know, declaration room. You come, you bring the scriptures, you know, we pray together, we believe God and so forth. So you will have an opportunity to share your thoughts, give some insights to what we talked about yesterday. The, of course, the day before we covered the chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, which is something that we have been doing for several days now. And then that led us into the Faith Lab. I want to give a quick summary of what we do normally in a Faith Lab and what we did yesterday is to take the Word of God into action. You know, like, as you know, a laboratory is a place that is equipped for scientific experiments. You have scientific equipment there. It may be used for research, for teaching, for learning. Sometimes it's even used, actually most of the times these days, is used as, you know, for production of chemicals, pharmaceutical products, and things like that. Medication that we see on the shelves, and even prescription, mostly made in what they call, what we call laboratories, pharmaceutical laboratories. You know, so the concept of a faith lab, just like, you know, I gave the example of when I was a young man and was in chemistry class and physics class, especially chemistry class. We go into the lab, you know, put a few things, throw a few things together in the test tube, you know, something happens. You know, so the concept of a faith lab is pretty much the same. But we covered mostly four steps out of Hebrews 11 and 13 that I called faith specs. And that's what I want to focus on today, you know, because that's what we did yesterday. We talked about how you must always search the scriptures first before we begin to pray, unless you already know the scripture. You find some word and a promise for what we're about to pray for. Examine it carefully, because there may be what I called a premise to the promise. You know, there may be conditions, but that is the S, because these people were told that they saw the promise afar off. You know, and also we have to see the promise, even in the spirit. Even if it hasn't come to pass yet, we must see it through the word of God. So when you see a promise, then we must be persuaded of it. And then we must embrace it. And then we confess it. So yesterday's room was titled, See It, Be Persuaded, Embrace It, Confess It. So that was the practice. And we actually did that in the room yesterday. I had people come to the stage, give their prayer requests. And one of the things I also said was, don't be vague. Be specific and bring your requests. And let's find a scripture. You may have it, or somebody will share it, share one with you. And let's be persuaded that God's able to do it. Let's embrace it for the situation, and let's confess it positively. So that was the lesson yesterday. And now I want to throw it open. Now this thing, this process, I also called, you know, becoming skillful in the word of righteousness. I read Hebrews chapter 5. We said that when you should have been teachers, You are still babies, he told them. And he asked them to grow up, move from drinking milk to eating some meat. And strong meat, he said, you know, it belongs to those that have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. The practice, practice, practice. But those that are babies, they are unskillful, he said, in the word of righteousness. So we see that there is a skill to it. How to develop the skill in practicing faith specs. And it works. As a matter of fact, if you know how to do it just right, you can approximate 100% results all the time. You know, at least close to it, if you know how to work it. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, good morning and good afternoon and welcome to the room. Let's hear your thoughts, you know, and at the end, I want to specifically give room for that today. At the end, if there is time, I will bring another something, you know, to help us along this path. But right now, because people didn't even have a chance yesterday to actually share their reaction, we just went straight into practicing the lab. And so we're going to do that first today. Now, if you were not here and you haven't had a chance to listen to the replay, I invite you, please do that, because you may learn some practical ways to put your faith into action. Now, faith, we know, with action is believing. So if we say we have faith, the scripture says, and you have no works, then your faith is dead. You know, because faith without works is dead. And there's the method that we practiced yesterday was one way of putting our faith into action. Always finding the word of God first. Because who is it that saith anything and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? We covered that yesterday in Lamentation 3 and 37. So it must always start with the word. Even Jesus said it. He told them in John 5 and 39, search the scriptures, told them, you know, because in them you think that you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. Hallelujah. Paul instructed Timothy to take the word of God seriously. He said, these scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. Well, you know, I say that these scriptures, based on how we practice them daily, following the example of what we did yesterday in the Faith Lab, they are able to make you get answers to your prayers all the time. As it is written, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's my introduction to today's room. Now I will give opportunity to anyone that's in the room that wants to share based on our Faith Lab techniques. And you might even have a testimony. We would love to hear that. At the end, based on time, I will share something else for today. So God bless you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the room. If you are available and you can share, blink your mic for just a couple of seconds. Let me know. All right. I see Sister Titilayo. She's ready to go. Go ahead. Praise God.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, too. Oh, my Lord. The Lord has done it again. I'm really grateful. Yesterday, I wasn't available to actually talk, but thank God I still have about 30 minutes to have a little bit of talk before I started getting busy. Right, yesterday was powerful. It was awesome. The message was great. Indeed, we went into a laboratory, a faith lab, and we actually dissected so many words of God, and the word of God came through for me. And my testimony was actually this morning. it happened that last week I didn't realize that I've misplaced my work phone. On Monday, I went for a training in Manchester. I didn't have the cost to use it. So on Tuesday was my first day in work. So I just like, let me just call a client, and behold, I could not find the work phone. I'm like, God, where is it? I searched my work bag and it wasn't there. And my custom is when I close, put the laptop and everything in the work bag, including the phone, and put it in the car. So that was it. So yesterday, I thought it was at home. I said, I didn't report it. I said, let me go and check my winter jacket and check again. Anyway, I couldn't find it. So yesterday I reported. They said, oh, I should go and report to the boss. I'm like, God, and I hate this type of a thing to go and report myself. I said, Lord, you are the omniscience. You know all things. You know where this phone is. I know I've not lost it, but I don't know where exactly it is. Please, Lord, help me find this phone. And I left it there. And I was still searching and I left it there. Yesterday, the acronym that you taught us is still ASK, ask. And I say, either ask it, receive it, Lord. I'm asking, seeking for this phone. Please, Lord, let me find this, my work phone. I rang it. Maybe the battery has gone down. It was just ringing out. Okay? So, that was it. So, early this morning, I was in the car. And what happened was, the Lord allowed my work bag to fall off this back seat yesterday as I was going home. And my sat probe fell off the bag. And I didn't realize. I just took the bag and went in. So this morning, I was able to see clearly that my sat probe was on the floor of the car. Then the Lord was saying, the same way this sat probe fell, that's exactly how your phone fell. Why don't you check under the car seat? My Lord. Oh, God. Father, I'm really, really grateful. And as I stretched my hand under the driver's car seat where I used to sit, I saw this phone lying there quietly. I said, Lord, this can only be you. I would never have thought that this phone is here, but for you. So you allow this sat probe to fall so that I was, oh God, you might trivialize it, but I'm not trivializing because I knew how this thing has stretched itself, not me. I said, Lord, I'm really grateful. I am so, so grateful to you that you have done this for me. So as I got to work this morning, I just sent an email right across them. Good news from me. I found my work phone. So this was now how the Lord took it over. I said, if I can do this thing that looks trivial, as in, it does not have life. It's just a phone, right? It's not sick. Don't you think I would have done every other thing that you have asked for? Oh my God. So he took it from there to start encouraging me. And I'm going to bring this, I'm saying, for the comfort that you have received, comfort others. So I have been comforted this morning by the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm excited because God has reached out to me, right? And he's saying to me that if he can do that thing that we think is just a phone, how much more things that regards to our children? Because yesterday my request was, I want my children to serve God fervently. Fervently, I want them to be on fire for God, to do what the Lord has ordained them to be. And I know a whole lot of us pray about our children, a whole lot of us pray about our health and stuff like that. And we have found the word that of God that suits it. In other words, to say, my children, I shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. That me and my children that he has given unto me, we are for signs and for wonders. You know, that my children will stand at the enemy at the gates. That a little one of them will become a thousand. I kept declaring this word, and I know, I'll be sure, those words will not fail. Because the word of God, he said, he watch over his word to perform it. I'm so excited this morning. I'm so blessed, and I'm grateful to God. And I want to encourage as many of us as well that those words of God that you have declared regarding those issues will definitely, definitely come to pass, because God watches over his word to perform it. Bible says, faithful is he that has promised, who also will do it. I'm so grateful to him because he's not a man that he should lie. He has not lied to us. He's a lion of the tribe of Judah. He is faithful to his word. He is the word of God himself. And the word that I spoke, he has spoken it, and nothing. He said it will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish that which He ascended. Hallelujah. That exactly what I received. I asked. Yes, I found, because they either ask it, receive it, found it. Either knock it, it shall be open. Either ask, either seek, will find. So I have asked and I have found. The word of God has not failed me. And I know the word of God will not fail any one of us. So be encouraged. Let's keep declaring the word of God until we see the manifestation of it. One thing that he said yesterday that was very glaring was the fact that when Elijah declared that word and said there will be an abundance of rain, he didn't go have a cup of coffee or tea with the servant. He went praying, putting his hands on his knee, in between his knees, and declaring the word of God until the abundance of rain came into manifestation. So that's another thing I learned yesterday, that we will not stop speaking the word of God. We will continue to keep declaring it until we see the physical manifestation of it. Because the enemy will keep contending, but God say, God is fighting, but we'll keep contending for the faith that was once delivered unto us, that this word will not fail us. This word, I will keep saying it until I see the physical manifestation and exactly what has happened. So be encouraged, because the Lord is with us here. The word of God is true. He has not lied to us, because it's not a man that he should lie. He's faithful and abided faithful. Thank you so much, Sarah, for all you do and all you represent. We do appreciate you for all the sacrifices. Thank you, ma, for all you do and all you represent. We appreciate all that you do on a daily basis. And the Lord will continue to renew your strength. You continue to grow gracefully. You continue to wax strong. And as you appear before the Lord in Zion, the Bible says, you will continue to grow from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And I'm going to yield my mic. Cheers. Love you all. Bye for now.
Amen. Thank you so much, Statute Lion. And we praise God for that testimony. There is nothing that is small before the eyes of the Lord. As a matter of fact, you know, that thing could have, you know, been a problem. You know, it's your work phone, so it's not a small thing at all, you know. So we thank God for how he got, you know, how he led you to figure that out, allowing something else to fall, and then quietly telling you, why don't you check the same place? And the Spirit of the Lord is marvelous. So we thank God for that testimony, and thank you also for reminding us of the ASK acronym. I love to use a lot of acronyms, you know, many of them here and there. ASK was also one of my favorite ones. You know, as a matter of fact, when I was a young man, you know, I used to quote that Matthew 7:7-8 to myself a lot. You know, and I didn't have the acronym. It was much later in life, but I love those two verses. I would just always say them, you know, that ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and shall be open to you. And for everyone that asketh, receive it, everyone seeketh, find it, everyone that knocketh shall be open to him. I used to quote it a lot. And many years later, one day I was reading those verses and the Holy Spirit just said, take a look at this. You know, and I looked at it and I saw that ask, the natural word ask, is spelled as A-S-K. And I said, wow. And then I looked at it, I said, And the Holy Spirit just opened my understanding and said, look, this thing is a double prophetic meaning. Ask means, of course, we know we're requesting something and so forth. But if you take each of those words, I mean, each of those letters in that word, it actually can become an acronym, and it began to show it to me that way. And I saw that A is for ask, S is for seek, and K is for knock. Isn't that amazing? And that in itself spells ask, even by itself. And so that was it helped me for many years, you know, and I still know that till today. We'll talk about that real briefly. That means that when we want something from the Lord, there may be many dimensions of how we go about it. You know, it's not just, we just ask and sit down. Sometimes you, after asking, you have to seek. And sometimes seeking, you have to knock. It's like somebody who wants a job and they just sit home praying. How in the world are you going to get the job? You know, you can pray all you want and the Lord may show you some things or guide your mind to something. Or if you don't take action, you know, if you don't like look where they advertise those jobs or go knock on some doors, you know, put out your resume and so forth. And which I think our friends in UK might call them curriculum vitae and all that. So if you don't do that, how are you going to find the job? So action has to be put behind some of these things. So thank you, Sister Titulayo, for reminding us of the ASK acronym. That's another very powerful one. You know, I do have a few acronyms here and there in my bag of tricks. And I love that one as well. So thank you. God bless you. Anyone else want to share? Blink your mic. Let me see. Who's next? We've got several people on stage. I don't want to be just calling you and find out that you can't speak. So if you want to share, just blink your mic. And if you are in the audience and you'd like to share, please come to stage as well. We want to do that. I know, Brother Raphael, you didn't get a chance. You were on stage yesterday, and I think you had to drop or something. So if you are here again, if you want to share, feel free to come. Every one of you, you are invited to come. There's no difference between those who are on stage and those who are not on stage. The people that are on stage are just the people that often speak in the room, so I put them on stage. Some people I put on stage, they don't want to speak, they drop themselves down to the audience. So there's really no difference. If you want to speak, feel free and come and speak. Anybody else? I'm sure we have some testimonies. Okay, I see my wife is opening her mic. Go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know where to start with the testimony, but there is a lot and lots and lots of testimony that the Lord, you know, has done for me. Even maybe I should start from the latest one, which was yesterday. I went into the classroom to substitute, and I didn't tell my husband because he's going to say, well, I told you so. So I didn't tell him anything. So he's going to hear for the first time now. So I went, and lo and behold, when I was leaving, I couldn't find my phone. I was looking. I said, what happened? I looked everywhere. I couldn't find it. So the Lord gave me wisdom and said, why don't you look in your, because I went with my iPad, and with my iPad, you can trace, you can find your devices, because all my devices are registered in one place. So I did that. I drove back. I already left the school. I was almost halfway. Then I realized that my phone didn't show up on my in my car, because my phone is connected to my car. And I said, well, that must be that my phone is not here. So I turned back, went back to the school, and told them I have to look for my phone. So I went in there to look. I couldn't find it. So, okay, what's going on? So I went and I looked at my device, my iPad. Then the iPad, thank God my iPad is connected to the internet in the school. So so I went back to the school, and the iPad said that my phone is right there in that school. So I said, evidently I'm not going to leave the school until I find it. So, but I went back to the room, called the number, asked somebody to call my number. They called it and it didn't show up. So it showed that it was dead. So I went back and said, Lord, you just have to help me to find this phone. Can't get home and say I lost my phone, or do I need to go buy another one or something? So I went into my bag again, and lo and behold, I found it. It was dead. That's why I wasn't working. So that's the latest of my testimony of how the Lord can help and lead and guide, and even through minor things, you know, that you're dealing with. So I thank God for that. And so Then the other testimonies, I think my husband have told you a little bit of it. You know, I have a daughter that was, that they did not marry for it. I was old enough to marry. We tried everything. You know, she was very, you know, like, she was very, should I say, someone that just picks, you know, a slippery person. I say, oh no, I don't like that person because of this, because of that, you know, picky. Let's put it that way. So, and I say, Lord, why am I wasting my prayer? So let me focus my prayer on her first, that the Lord will straighten her up so that she's not going to be that picky. And then so we start praying concerning that, and the Lord begin to turn her, change her mindset concerning marriage. So that, you know, the Lord tried, you know, because some of these women that are old enough to marry, some of the problem is because they are picky, they're looking for this, looking for that, looking for this before they can make a the choice that they want. So I said, Lord, so I prayed about that, and the Lord took care of that, and the Lord made it happen. Before that, you know, I, you know, say faith is the substance of things hoped for. When we went to Nigeria 4 years prior to that, I told my husband we need to start getting ready, because in case, you know, when we get back home to the US, we might not have enough time to come back to start making materials for wedding. So at that time, there was no really husband or anything. So we started making up the, we went to the market, we bought material for wedding. We started, you know, telling people, getting ready and so on. And I brought it here. I brought some stones, started stoning it. And each time I stone it, I have a table where I was doing the stoning of the, I said, okay, I will be saying, well, Lord, this is my sign to you that I believe you, and this is my substance of my faith, that I believe you and that I am ready for this wedding. And lo and behold, the Lord made it happen. Made it happen in 2019. So we thank God. It's almost 4 years now that they've been married. So, and at the same time, right now, I'm getting ready for my grandchildren because I'm buying my stuff. I'm buying the baby stuff. Actually putting them, you know, putting them in the, you know, when you buy something, and then you just, so many things I've been putting in my store basket for the baby. Some I bought, some I put in the store basket until when I'm ready to pick it up. So the Lord is good, and he's going to make it happen. And I'm embracing those babies, you know, by faith in the name of Jesus. So I thank God because he has gone ahead. Because, you know, there's nothing really difficult for him. It's us that we think things are difficult. With God, there's nothing impossible. So do you know how many human beings God has created? That's what I think. Do you know how many billions of human? So what is it that just one baby or two that you are looking for that God cannot give you? So God is able, is more than able. And I speak it right now that the Lord and the everyone will hear it, that he is able and more than able to perform and to fulfill everything that we have desired in Jesus' name. So the Lord did it, and same thing with, and the, you know the other story. I don't want to bore you with the other second story of marriage that the Lord did, because I just told my husband, look, this boy will just come up on us and say, I'm ready to marry, and then we don't have anything ready, so we better be ready. The last time we went, and we tried to get everything sewn, everything ready. So when it came to tell us, I said, well, we're ready. We already know that this is going to happen. So the Lord had hinted us, so we are able to get ready for you. So thank God for that. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. As long as we believe in our hearts, you know, we don't doubt. So let's not entertain any doubt. Let us believe in the Lord. Let us begin to prepare and begin to put in action, you know, the things that we believe God for. even if it's our health. You know, I've had some health, scary health situation in which they told me this and that, and said, I do not. One thing I don't entertain is fear. I will not fear. I will not be afraid. I will just trust the word of the Lord and just go in and I say, you know, I'm coming back. And the Lord will just clear it. You know, there was a time they said, oh, your kidneys function is so low. They're so scared. You need to come back next month so we can check it again. So I went to the Lord in prayer and I began to ask the Lord what to do. And the Lord told me, you know, this is the actions you should take. You know, do this. I started doing it. And lo and behold, I went back and they were surprised. They said, your kidneys are like a young person's kidney. No, top performance. I said, what did you do? I said, well, it's the Lord. So they had to remove, you know, at first in my health record, you were saying, they changed that. Said, you know, forget about it, that your kidneys are performing perfect right now. So I thank God for so many, what am I going to say? So many testimonies. If I don't want to keep you, I'll be the only one talking if I tell you all the things that the Lord has done. You know, that they say, oh, they found this, they found that, and they, you know, all of a sudden they don't see it anymore because God has taken it away, because we believe that when we pray concerning any matter, you know, that He is able to do it. And I find the word, I find the scripture, and I pray towards it. And the Lord uses that and I receive my healing. Say, I am the Lord that heals thee. And He will continuously. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So then it will always try. It will, you know, the enemy will try everything he could. But the Lord God Almighty that we serve, we always honor him. So I want to thank God for the victory. He causes us to triumph in all situations. I thank God for him that's always caused me and my brethren to triumph in all our situations. So glory and honor be to his name. And I will stop it here. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. So let me again welcome everybody to the room. And we are giving testimonies. And so let me expand it to any testimony that you have. It may not be based on just yesterday's lesson, because that may be keeping people from speaking and say, oh yeah, you know, I didn't really. It doesn't matter. Your testimonies of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. You know, it doesn't matter whether it was from what you learned yesterday or it was way before that. You know, if you have a testimony to give to the glory of God that will shine the light upon, you know, how you used your faith. You know, that's the important thing. This is a faith room that we're lessening. The lesson is about, you know, we want to encourage one another on how we use our faith. You know, sometimes we know that the mercy of God, you know, many times when your faith even fails, God's mercy kicks in. But that is no excuse for us to not use our faith. In fact, you know, we are commanded to use our faith. Jesus said, have faith in God. You know, you got to believe God. You know, so let's give those testimonies, keep those testimonies coming. You know, it is Friday. We're a little bit relaxed. It's a testimony Friday or whatever, you know, and then we'll see how much time we have left for me to share a little something. But, you know, it's an opportunity for you to share your testimony. All right. Let's see who else has a testimony that they would like to share. Blink your mic. Let me see if you have, and just keep an eye on the audience as well. See if anyone's raising their hands. Anybody else? Sister.
I can go next, sir. Good morning. Good morning, Ma. Good morning, everybody. I thank God for those testimonies that have already been given, because it's really blessing me already. To God be the glory. I don't know if I can sing this song. I'm not a singer, but it's coming to my spirit. And I just want to magnify the name of the Lord. Olorun agbaye, you are mighty.
Yes, Lord.
Olorun agbaye o, you are mine. She bend you left ojo mi.
Shobura.
She bend you left ojo mi. Shobura. Oluwa, Olorun agbaye o, you are mine. Lord, we magnify you because you are God. We exalt you because you are mighty. We thank you because you are alive. You are alive forevermore. Thank you. You are
yes,
God.
That Lord. Yes, Lord.
You are the Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for who you are, O God. We lift your name up high. We worship you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for all that you are.
Amen.
Who you are to us. Thank you for being a good father.
Thank you
for your listening ears to our cry, to our plea, to our prayers. Blessed be your name forever.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory. The mighty name. If for those who don't understand, I'm just exalting the mighty God. The Lord has spreaded the heavens like a carpet. The Almighty God, the Lord that does the impossible. Blessed be his name forever.
Hallelujah.
I just look at all the prayers that went on yesterday, and I have faith, even for those prayers that were not mine. As we were praying those prayers, I was believing with those prayers in faith, and I know that we will see the manifestation of those. Even the prayers that went for Nigeria, I thank God for hearing us, because he's almighty, he will bring those things to pass in Jesus' mighty name. I want to thank God for who he is, you know. I thank God for this room. I always say it. God has used this room to bless me and to lift me up from the dungeon, I can say. And I will never lose sight of that. You know, going back to the teaching on Hebrews, especially the one on Hebrews 11, there were a few things there that, stuck with me, and I'm going to share them. It says faith produces obedience, you know, and like sister was testifying today, when we say we have faith for something, we have to obey. We have to move in faith. We have to move by faith, and faith is action. You know, that scripture started by saying, now faith is. There was a message somebody preached about that, and I will never forget. He said, now, faith is. So if we say we're believing something, God move now. Don't worry about, you know, the whatever had happened before on that topic. Now, faith is. So for all those prayers yesterday, we got to move and start putting our faith in action. My testimony, on, you know, some of those things. I've been trusting God for so many things, and I thank God because I, even though the ones that have not come to pass, I can see them from my eye of faith. I want to thank God for what he has already started doing at my new job. I don't want to take it as little, because there is nothing little before God. So I started this job, and I've talked so much about it, how I just found myself in this big job. To me, it was something that I almost ran back and say, oh, maybe I can't do it. But as soon as the Lord gave me the job, he told me, you know, you got to believe. You got to, you know, exercise your faith. And I've been praying about it, fasting, asking for wisdom. And the Lord has been, you know, really moving. I usually, you know, when I work, I don't like to work in a big place. I just like to hide myself in a small company and all whatnot. But this is a big place. A lot of people that I have to work with, which was why I was really worried, because I don't usually do well with a lot of people. I have my own ways of doing things. My children always tell me, Mom, you're a perfectionist, and you stress people up and all whatnot. So I was worried about that. I was worried about how I'm going to function in this big place without, misbehaving in a way. I wanted to be an example of the believer, and I want to carry myself properly this time around, I said, Lord, I really want to showcase you. I want to be an example of the believer. I don't want to be, you know, angry. I don't want to show any negative traits. I just want to shine your light in this place. And God has been helping me, and I want to give him the praise for that. You know, I just shut my mouth up before I speak. I've been really careful. I don't say much. People say, oh, you are quiet. And I just smile. I said, the Holy Spirit has been keeping me quiet. You know, I just don't say things that I don't have to say. God has really been helping me, and I want to thank him for that. Also, I've been asking him for wisdom, you know, the to take care of people. I've always relied on the Holy Spirit. You know, you can go to school and learn all these things, but I believe that God is truly our healer. And I've always believed that, and he has never disappointed me. Even at my old job, many times patients would come to the room and I would say, Lord, what is really wrong with this person? And the Holy Spirit will begin to teach me. And really, I always surprised my patients, because God goes right there and they are wowed. And even on this job, God has been so marvelous. You know, when I first started, like I said, I'm working with a bunch of very, very experienced doctors, 40 years, 35 years. So who am I? But I carry the anointing of God, and I never fail to realize that. Even when I want to doubt, the Lord will say, don't you know who you are? And so I thank God, because people at first were like, oh, she's just a nurse practitioner. People have these tendencies. But these few weeks, God has really exalted himself in my life. You know, there were few patients I've seen, and very quickly they changed themselves from the other people and say, oh, we want to follow this lady. And I'm amazed myself. There was a particular patient, and I want to give this testimony to the glory of the Lord himself. She saw one of our doctors. She was having a cough. And this woman was having this cough. She just couldn't shake off the cough. The doctor prescribed antibiotics. She came back 2 weeks after. The doctor said, okay, go and try this. And she came back again. And this time the doctor said, well, I don't want to see this woman. So they put her on my schedule. And when I went into the room, lo and behold, first she was an African lady, and she just smiled, and we just connected so much. And as I was looking through her record, I just saw a medication on there. And I said, are you still taking this medication? She said, yes. And the Holy Spirit said, that's the problem. So I told her, I said, you cannot be taking this medication. A lot of African Americans don't do well with this medication. And that was the solution to the problem. I just said, I'm discontinuing this, and I'm putting you on that. The Lord just treated that woman for me. And whoa, it was as if I had done something big. I really didn't do much. But the woman went outside, and she just went and started saying, whoa, you know, you guys, you've hired this lady. She's my doctor forever. I'm going to, you know, she just went and blew it up. Before I knew it, some of the workers, they were like, oh, we're going to, you're going to be my doctor and all whatnot. And I'm just laughing. I'm like, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, he is good. God is so good. And this is the wisdom I've been asking for. I can see him already shining in that place, and I give him all the glory. For the other things that I'm believing for, I know, like Sister Titi was testifying, I know that we will see the fulfillment of those things. You know, like it was said in that Hebrews chapter 11. I know, because faith is the evidence of things hoped for. I believe that I would testify on this platform of the rest of the things that I'm believing God for, to the glory of his name. I thank him for giving me wisdom. I thank you for giving our daughter, her partner. I thank him for all that everybody have asked for on this platform yesterday. And even those things we didn't utter, because he's God. He searched the reins. He searches our hearts. He can do exceedingly abundantly above. So I have this peace. And just this morning, I had to go search for that scripture. And it says, when we pray, you know, Sometimes we have not seen the manifestation of the prayer, but we have this peace that passes all understanding. And that is what I have. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. That I did yesterday. And then he said, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. I can testify of that peace that passes all understanding. I'm just thankful. I'm just happy. You know, the Lord has replaced the fear with this peace that passes all understanding. And I thank him for it. I have peace in my heart concerning my request. And I know that that is an evidence that God is at work already to bring those things to pass. So I thank God, and I give him all the glory for what he has done, for what he's doing, and for what he will yet do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will yield my mic so others can speak. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. And thank you for sharing powerful testimonies. I posted a couple of scriptures as you were speaking. Absolutely. Job 32 and verse 8. I want everybody to memorize that scripture and practice it. This is how God will tell you and solve mysteries. You know, it was the inspiration of the Almighty that told her, this is the problem. And this is that medication. You know, I mean, doctors who are more experienced than her have looked at and tried to treat this woman, but it wasn't working. But the inspiration of the Almighty. Hallelujah. And I love that scripture you posted. I mean, mentioned, I posted the reference to it, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. I love the scripture. And let me just drop this for everyone that's in this room, particularly verse 7. And the peace of God, you know, after you put your requests, everybody should really read and study Philippians 4, 6 and 7. You know, put your requests to God with thanksgiving. Don't forget the thanksgiving part, you know, and don't forget not to be anxious, you know, be anxious for nothing or careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. But the next verse is that's so powerful. You know, this is the thing that each of us need to, the posture that we need to, you know, adopt. And the prayer is, let the peace of God that is in me be bigger than the problems around me. That's it. Whether he takes away the problem or not, doesn't matter. You know, he didn't say that he always take it away. He may not take the storm away, but you have peace through the storm. This is how you know that God has done it. This is how you know you have prayed through. You just have that peace. The storm may still be there, blowing the boat, throwing waters into the boat and everything, but you are in the back of the boat sleeping on a pillow because you have peace. Peace is not always the absence of trouble. That's a good part of peace. But the peace that God gives through our Lord Jesus Christ and through his word and the Holy Spirit is in spite of trouble. And even in the face of trouble, you know, and I said before, I said, God will sometimes lead you through the storm, not exactly into the storm, because he knows you are coming out on the other side. This is what he said. Let us go pass over to the other side. But he will take you through a path that has storms. And Jesus knew the storm was coming. He could have even just made sure the storm didn't come at all. I mean, he's after all God. He knew all these things, you know. But, you know, he knew the storm was coming. It was a lesson for us. You know, God will give you the direction sometimes, but the path that he sends you through may be stormy. But regardless, when Jesus is in the boat, a boat can't sink. You are going to get to that other side, just like he said. You know, what happens in between? Well, you know, it's a lesson. It's a process. You know, I like to talk about the process quite a bit. The process is important, just as important, sometimes even more than, you know, just, you know, the getting to the other side of the shore. The process, how we trust him through the storm, is so important. You know, if we never had any storms and all that, you know, the old Andrew Crouch song I love to sing, if I never had any problem, I'd never know that God would solve them. Through it all, you know, we always believe God. Hallelujah. There's a song I want to sing. Like Sister Julia said, I'm even a worse singer, but I always love to sing, you know, and, you know, so, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him." Feel free to sing along. "Thou have proved you over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him on."
Amen. And if you listen to the words, I mean the lyrics of that song, it is so interesting. I've been singing this song since I was a kid. You know, it's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. That's what Abraham was all about. Just to rest upon his promise. Hallelujah. Well, you know, just to know, thus saith the Lord. What is it that the Lord has said? As Sister Buki touched on it slightly, I called out many attributes of faith when we were doing Hebrews 11. How faith leads to obedience. You know, say by faith, Abraham obeyed. You know, how faith, you know, leads to urgency. By faith, Noah moved with fear and urgency. You know, how faith, you know, leads to, you know, gives you strength. By faith, Sarah received strength. And so on and so forth. We go back and read that or listen to the lesson again and read it alongside. I mean, listen to it alongside reading that chapter again and see all of the attributes of faith, which we just probably read through those, that chapter before without giving too much thought to it. But when you read it again, you will see faith even brings revelation. Abel. He received revelation about the blood sacrifice. You know, by faith, Enoch was translated. That's another powerful revelation that he believed that he didn't have to die, even though Adam told him that God said, we're going to die and we're waiting to die. You know, impossible to please God without faith. But when we believe him, amazing things can happen. You know, so we saw so many attributes of faith. And that's after we said, well, let's do this faith lab. Put your mouth where your money is, so to speak. Let's put our faith into action. Glory to God. So thank you, Sister Buki, for sharing. And listen, the Lord is your strength on that and is your grace. And he is with you on that job. And he will cause you to shine, you know. So the Lord who gave it to you, he has also equipped you to it. We just got to discover it. You have to discover the wisdom, the strength daily, and, you know, the inspiration of the Almighty is an absolutely, you know, indispensable companion through life. So everybody read, study, understand, and memorize Job 32 and verse 8. The inspiration of the Almighty inside your spirit. Give you solution to so many things that you don't even know, you know, and the light bulb, it is like people say the light bulb went up or went on in my head. Well, that's the inspiration of the Almighty to you if you're a believer, you know, and let's acknowledge the Holy Spirit for who he is. No believer should ever say something said to me, you know, no, it was the Holy Ghost. So let's not say something. That gut check that you feel sometimes, that's something that you think said to you, you know, that, you know, spontaneous, you know, understanding of something which you didn't understand before. It's the inspiration of the Almighty. That's how he does it. And the more you acknowledge it, the more you actually practice that presence, practice, 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 you get better at it. Hallelujah. You become skillful with it. So thank you so much, Sister Buki, for sharing. Well, anyone else? Let me see. Just blink your mic. Let's know if you want to share. If you are in this listening lounge, raise your hand. We'll bring you Sister Mary. Good morning, or good afternoon, actually, to you. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. And good afternoon to those of us in this part of the world. Well, the Lord has been beautiful. He's been great. He's been glorious and very gracious. We give him all the glory. To him alone be all the praise. It's a beautiful walk with the Lord. And when we depend on him, everything is settled. I really appreciate him. I give him all the glory and I worship his holy name. Well, I have this testimony to the glory of the Lord. I gave some prayer requests here on this platform, and I bless God for the way he brought me to this platform. It is just him. At the point when I was really in my valley, the Lord helped me. I give him all the glory. My testimony, the first one, relates to my husband's health. Prayers have been made, and I give God all the glory. From day to day, there is that spring in his walk. His appetite improved in such a big way to even what it was before he got down. And I can't just bless the Lord enough. Apart from that, just before he left the hospital, they were thinking of a surgery on his spinal. As at that time, it can't be avoided. They will have to do the surgery. That was the notion. And I just kept on telling the Lord, for his age, I don't want this surgery. I kept on talking to the Lord. And I said, Lord, for his age, I don't want this surgery. And I don't want anything to do with his spina. And in most cases, the pain radiates from the spina down to his calves, his leg calves. And it can be quite nervous pain. It can be quite painful. And I understand it. But the Lord has been so beautiful. In recent times, he hardly have that lumbar pain. The Lord has been so good. So beautiful. So beautiful to behold. So beautiful to talk about. I just give him all the glory. From day to day, he's improving. The bleeding from the nose has stopped. Just about 2 days ago, the nurse in charge of him called and was asking, what about the bleeding? And I said, it's all over. It's all over. I give God all the praise. I worship his holy name. And I bless him as well on the aspect of my job. They are in my spirit. And it's not the one I would love to have. But in it all, I have every cause to give thanks to God. I have every cause to give thanks to God. And I appreciate it. My employers are slow about technology and all the stuff. and it's something I've been fighting them on. Let's have a proper software. Let's have this, let's have that. But once they look at its money, and the way I look at it is being pound foolish and penny wise. But out of it all, just a few days ago, they conceded. They conceded, and that I know will solve a lot of my pain, a lot of the headaches I find on the job. I give God all the glory. I worship Him because He hears the sound of our hearts. He knows our thoughts. He knows us afar off. He knows us so close, even to the breath of our nostrils. And He knows what we need, and He makes room for them. He makes room for them. He makes a way. In all those areas where, like I always quote and say it over and over, He makes a way where there seems to be no way. It only seems. But one thing that is sure, the Lord has already made the way there before the foundation of the world. I give Him all the glory. And another thing that I can attest to is the fact that through this all, the Lord is building me up. The Lord is building me up. One thing I ask for is the spirit of praise and worship. I just want to thank Him. A lot of times in the past, I do have a lot of distractions, especially when I'm praising the Lord or sometimes praying. But I give God all the glory. He gives me the strength. He gives me the ability. Even in my sleep, He gives me songs. And I just be waking up and there's a song in my spirit. And sometimes I may not even realize the name of the song. But one thing that is sure is such a beautiful Father. The last song that I was given yesterday, I was wondering who wrote it. And that is, later I got it to know. But the main totality of the song, the summary, is that He is the waymaker, He is the covenant-keeping God, He is the light in darkness. And eventually I got to know it was Sinachi who wrote this song. And I just worship His holy name. And ever since that yesterday, I cannot stop singing that song. He's in our midst. He's here to wipe out tears. He's here to give peace. He's here to do those things we might consider as impossible. He raises every time the standard against the devil. That I am just so grateful for. A lot of times, possibly there's an aggravation. I just hear Him. Peace be still. Peace be still. And that takes care of it. And sometimes I'll just, even before the thing lands in my heart, the word of God will just take it over and cut it off. And I just can't thank Him enough. I worship His holy name because He's such a beautiful Father. Who cares for us, who knows us, who loves us more than we do love ourselves, and knows everything about us, even those things we don't know about ourselves. There are times some things will drop in my heart, and then God will reprimand me of it. But I don't even know. Now possibly I know I do such, but God will reprimand me, and that settles it. And I appreciate God because each day He makes me to realize that before I can approach onto His throne, it is a time first to turn it out. Ask for forgiveness in any area, in my motive, in action, in thought, in anything whatsoever. And I just bless Him. because he leads me into his praises. I worship his holy name. To him alone be all the glory forevermore. All the other things I've asked for, I have received them. I have those packages of blessings by faith. And I know for each and every one of us, all that we have declared, we have asked for, we have received. For everyone that asketh, receive it. The Lord bless and keep each and every one of us to the glory of his holy name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And welcome everyone to the room. Good to see you, Brother Paul. And it's been a long while. Thank you for being here, Geraldine and Sister Grace, Brother Sam, Brother Collar, Pastor Michelle, Sister Christy, Sister Praise. Good to see you, Tola, as well. Thank you, everyone that's on stage. Good morning and good afternoon again. Welcome to the room. We are just sharing some testimonies following their faith lab and putting our faith into action. I want to do a quick room reset. While you are still here, remember, by the grace of God, we are in this room. It's a daily room every day about the same time, 5 a.m. Arizona, 7 a.m. New York. And UK is 12 noon. Nigeria time is 1 p.m. Talking about Nigeria. Before we go on to the next speakers or next testimonies, let's take another prayer for Nigeria. Many of us on this platform are from Nigeria. I am, my wife is, many people are. And we know what's happening in our nation at the moment, or will be happening beginning tomorrow. They've been in the campaign season, in elections, and so on. And our country has been under captivity for decades. And it is time for the Lord to hear our prayer. The Lord said, I have seen their affliction and I have heard their cry, and I'm now come down to deliver them. And so let's take a moment. You know, I cherish, invite your prayers even at this moment. Would you pray with me? You know, Nehemiah said, you know, before the king, he said, why would my face not be down? Why would I not be sad when the land of my nativity is in ruins? You know, and I'm over here. So I want to just take a moment of prayer. I invite you, join me in prayer. Sister Buki said something. He said, and it was the same way. I rejoiced in the Lord over every prayer that was raised yesterday. I stood in the stand, and I'm still standing, in the place of faith, believing God for every one of those prayers. And would you stand with me now in this room in a moment for Nigeria? We have elections tomorrow. You know, we know the history of that country when it comes to elections. You know, we know all the evil practices, but we have the promise of God that if we call upon his name, he will answer us. You know, it's a time, you know, the nation has been through a lot of corruption, a lot of bloodshed, a lot of evil, you know, and the land has just been corrupt before the Lord. Yet it was a chosen nation. It was a place that God blessed. You know, it was a beacon of light. The gospel went out of that place, and then it's still going out of that place to many, many nations in West Africa and other places. You know, the Lord blessed that land with tremendous resources, but, you know, because of all the evil hearts that reigned and ruled, kept the people under captivity, actually hijacked the whole nation for years. You know, no security in the streets and all of that, and on and on and on. Those of you who are from there, you know. I'm saying it only for our friends and partners who are not from there, who may not know if they will wish to join us in prayer. So let's take a minute and pray. If you are on stage, would you pray with me and open your mic? If you are in the audience, would you pray with us for just a couple minutes? We want to pray that in the elections tomorrow, that the people will be able to vote and exercise their constitutional right. You know, some people are being intimidated. Some people are afraid. We want to pray against bloodshed. We want to pray that evil devices will not prosper. People with wicked intentions will not be able to perform their enterprise. The voting will go smoothly. There'll be no bloodshed. And the Lord's will be done. We're praying for leadership that will have compassion for the people, that will be able to do things aright, that will have the fear of God. Even not only in the presidential, but all the other elections throughout the ranks, file and rank that's happening. So let's take a minute and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray with me, if you would. Lord, we lift up the nation Nigeria, and we lift up the elections, oh God, tomorrow. I pray against the...
Lord, we pray for our nation, God. Let not this thing rule over us. Let the truth of the gospel not the healing rule over us anymore, O Lord, in that name, in the name of Jesus. Let there be peace in the land. Let the elections go smoothly. Let there be no bloodshed. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Likebo Karabo Shitalaka Sedaba. Lucy Borianda. Lankundis Karabo Shia. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we have.
Hallelujah. All right.
Amen. Well,
thank you for praying with me. You know, let's continue to be on our watch through prayer. I know many of us who are out of the country, you know, we don't have the access, to vote, but you can at least, you know, pray and watch in prayer, and let's do the best we can through this season, throughout this weekend, you know, be in prayer as much as you can. And let's see what the Lord will do for us in that nation. Well, thank you for praying. Let's come back to the room. Glory to God. Let's come back to the room. Anybody else would like to share a testimony today? Praise the Lord. Testimony.
Morning.
Good morning, Sister Pearl.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. I want to give a testimony. My testimony is a little different. I really want to thank God for the unanswered prayers in my life, for the things that I thought I really, really wanted or needed, but God shielded me from them because they would have done great, great harm. I'm going to share. They're really, really big things that happened, and they're kind of personal, so I don't quite feel comfortable sharing them, but there was, I'm going to start with the smallest one, which happened when I was 18 years old. And it's kind of silly, but I'm going to share. There was a guy that I really, really liked, and he liked me back. But I thought, oh, you know, maybe one day I'll marry him and everything, all will be well. Of course, I went to the military. He wrote me a letter that he wanted to break up, and which was, I was devastated. And it just, it really, really broke my heart. I don't know why. I guess call it puppy love. I really thought he was the one. But, you know, I'm 18. I didn't know anything. I never had a boyfriend before, so I really didn't know anything. Fast forward, I want to say like 20, how old am I now? I want to say like 20, maybe like 18-ish years. I met a friend who ended up, after I left, you know, I became friends with her, but come to find out, she dated the same guy. And she said she saw him in downtown Phoenix. And she said he looked really broken down. I mean, like he just came from the gym. So I was at the, anyway, that's separate. I was at the hospital one day, and I was walking back, and I saw a woman. It was dusk. The woman looked confused. I said, ma'am, can I help you? She goes, oh, I'm looking for the bus stop. And, you know, I just need to get there. My husband's admitted, and I can't see really well, so I can't drive home tonight. I was like, okay, I'll give you a ride. So I gave this woman a ride. She was an older woman. And as I was giving her a ride, she was like, where are you from? I said, I'm Nigerian. She goes, oh, I'm married to a Nigerian. So she tells me the husband's name. Turns out to be the father of that guy. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I know you. Actually, I met you once before. And I said, how is, you know, so-and-so doing? And she said, well, he became a ward, their ward. He broke down mentally, going through a master's program and, you know, impregnated somebody and just went mad, and they've actually lost him for quite a while. They couldn't find him. I said, wait a minute. I have a friend who recently just saw him, and they saw him in downtown Phoenix, you know, and so I was able to share with her that he's alive. Somebody saw him, and she was so grateful. But I just looked back on that, and I thanked God for shielding me from that situation. And that was, you know, I could have been, you know, with him, and that could have happened with me, and I just gave glory to God. Not to mention there was another financial situation where I needed somebody to do something, somebody who should have done something, and they wouldn't do it, and I cried out to God, and they did not do it. I begged God. I said, God, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? But God was like, you know what? Forget that person. I'll do it, and I will get the glory. So anyway, God did it. But later, God showed me on the back end, I still had to go to litigation with that person. And that thing that I needed that person to do could have been taken away from me, that God gave it to me. But God spared me from that. You know, tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees, time in litigation, all kinds of stuff. And I just give glory to God, because there are many other situations where there are things that I thought I absolutely wanted, and I was devastated. But God kept me. And he ordered my steps, and he protected me. I just want to thank God for all of the unanswered prayers. I give him all the glory. He knows better than I do. He's the all-seeing God, omniscient, omnipotent. He knows it all. So I just give glory to God. That's my testimony this morning.
Amen. That is so powerful, the perspective that you brought there, thanking God for the unanswered prayers. Well, they were actually answered. You know, they just were not answered the way you thought, you know, but God in his mercy, it's kind of like us who are parents. You know, the children may ask us sometimes for things. I want to go over here. I want to do this. And I don't want to do that. And we may say no, because we've seen the danger or think of what the situation might bring to them, which may not be wholesome. And we shield them from that, but they would not think of it that way, because they are children and they just want what they want, you know. But parents know better, or at least should know better. And our Heavenly Father certainly knows better. And listen, your testimony brings me to something I'd like to say. And I'm going to just say generically without mentioning any names or anybody or anything. But let me tell you this, you know, anybody that's in this room, and I'm not talking about Pearl right now. This is a different thing, but it just reminded me of something. You know, look, we've had a situation where somebody was, they were in a relationship and, you know, they said, well, you know, things didn't work for them. Their spouse cheated on them. You know, and then they were depressed and cried for 1 year, and they started to backslide. They started to do all kinds of things and so forth. Let me tell you this. Nobody, no man, no woman is worth you losing your soul over. I'm not talking about Pearl. It's not her. It's just, so don't even think that. Just talking generally. There was another situation that, you know, we had to deal with. But you don't lose your soul over anybody. Nobody is worth that. Somebody said, you know, they went into depression. They actually backslid, started doing all kinds of things because of something somebody did to them. I mean, what's that all about? Nobody is worth that. You know, guard your soul. You know, let no man take your crown. This is what the Bible says. So, you know, nobody is worth it. Nobody is all that. Don't let anybody do that to you because they did something to you. Now you're going to destroy yourself. What's that all about? Pick yourself up from the ground. Hallelujah. You're so much better than that. You know, pick yourself up from the ground. Pick up the pieces. Let God help you pick up the pieces. And don't even get broken. I mean, some people get broken. I mean, destroyed over something that somebody did to them. And then they now destroy their own soul over somebody. They're not worth it. You know, you're better than that. You know, that's all I can say about that without going into too much specifics. Listen, you know, our lives, you know, we have been redeemed from all these things. And stuff will happen, but we are way better than that. You don't let, not even a man or a woman, whatever they would do to you, don't let that, take that to destroy your own self over somebody. No. Hallelujah. And it's the same thing also. You can expand that. In this case, I was talking about somebody that, you know, their spouse did some evil to them, you know, they cheated on them and so forth. And then because of that, they turned up and started going to drinking, to this, to that, and all kinds of things until they were almost lost. You know, what? You know, but let's expand it into everything. Look. Somebody might do something to you that makes you become so bitter that you carry the bitterness. And because of that, you might lose your own soul too over that. Because if you do not forgive, Jesus said, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Matthew chapter 18. So why would you let somebody do something to you or something that somebody did to you? Why would you let that cause you to lose your own soul? Think about it. That person is not worth it. That thing is not worth it. You know, so let's begin to shake ourselves from the dust let's begin to have a positive outlook about life. Look, life is, as some people say, life is short. Well, life doesn't necessarily have to be short, but you know what they mean. You know, in this life, you know, people don't live forever. You know, so why, you know, why? Yeah, I was talking to somebody just this week, you know, and they were talking about, you know, complaining about this and that. I said, look, you know, I've stopped worrying myself about those things. Why? Because I only have some, I don't have a little, you know, little hair left on my head. I want to lose the rest of them over this and that and freak out about this, freak out about that. What's that all about? I'm going to make a conscious, determined, intentional effort to rejoice in the Lord. The Bible says rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. I'm going to make, be intentional. And Jesus Christ is the healer, not only of our physical illnesses, he's the healer of our broken spirits as well. You know, he will heal. The Bible says the anointing of the Lord is upon me to heal the brokenhearted. You know, so let's come to the Lord for healing before it gets way too far. You know, just think of it at the beginning. It's not worth it. Glory to God. It's not worth, you know, losing your soul over anything that anybody did, you know, or whatever. You know, you guard your soul, you know, and make sure don't let anyone take your crown. That's what the Bible says. You know, I just thought I didn't even mean to go in that direction, but you know, after the, something that Pearl said triggered something in my mind, you know, and, you know, people go into depression for all the reasons, all the wrong reasons sometimes, you know, scripture says to us in Colossians chapter 3, set your affection on things above and not on things beneath, you know. And most of the time when we wrap our life around things beneath, well, when we lose that thing, then we go into a depression, you know. So we need to set our attention, our affection rather, on things above, you know, where Christ reigns and rules and we are seated with him there. Enjoy your fellowship with the Lord. Look, for everyone person that messes you up, God had more people that will love you and will support you and will pick you up. That's right. You know, so look, this life is full of blessings. Let's find a positive side of blessings. You know, the other day I was teaching about roses and thorns, half empty glass or half full glass and all of that and so forth. Well, I choose. This is my choice. What's your choice? I choose to see the roses and not the thorns. My thorns are there and do whatever they want. But, you know, I choose to see the roses. And I choose to see the glass that is half filled with water as half full rather than half empty. You know, which means hope is rising. You know, praise God. Let's be positive about things that we are going through. And yeah, we're always going through. So what? Everybody's been going through. From the beginning of this world, you know, and after you, others will still be going through. We're not the only one. I'm not making light of the situation, but I'm trying to tell us to stir up, you know, this holy thing in yourself. I said, look, I'm not going to let anything steal my joy. I'm not going to let anything, you know, steal my place in the Lord. You know, that was then, but this is now. I'm moving on. Praise God. You know, so now, if you are in a sour relationship, a lot of times, those can be salvaged. I'm not taking anybody, you know, I'm not preaching that people should leave their spouse. That's not what I'm talking about. But if that's already done, then that's already done. Then you got to pick up your life and move on. You know, I've been in this relationship with my wife, 47 years of marriage. We were together 20 and a half years or so before that. So it's almost going to 50 years that we've been together. So I know a little thing about being with a person for a long time. So I'm not telling anybody to leave the person they love or whatever or do any of that. You know, all of that can be mended, can be healed. You know, God can bring healing, God can bring grace into those kind of situations. But if that's already happened, then that's already happened. You know, and then I'm not going to lose my life over that. So nobody should either. Praise God. Well, I hope somebody will listen to this later on. It may not be for you who are in this room right now, maybe for somebody else who would listen to it, you know. And when the Holy Spirit prompts like that, I just got to let it out, even though this was not the lesson that we planned for today or even the topic for today. But nevertheless, it might help somebody. So rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Thank you, Sister Pearl, for sharing. Anybody else have something to share? We're doing a testimony room today. Testimonies of faith. Was that you, Alexis?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Pastor Yato. Sorry, I was with the children. But I really, first of all, I just thank you guys for this room. Everybody who's ever spoken in this room, I've always taken something back and applied it to my life, or it has always helped me in some way. But especially you, Pastor Yato, and your wife, Lady Abbott, I just thank God for you guys, for your obedience and just how you guys are opened up this room and really changing our lives. And you mentioned earlier about, you know, how we, as we, you know, in our walk with Christ, we start off with milk, right? And now it's time for the meat. And I really feel like I have been growing and growing. God has really been stretching me and stretching my faith. So I'm just really grateful for you guys, and I'm grateful for everybody that's in this room that's ever prayed for me, that's ever interceded for me, you know, and still interceding and praying for me. But also to piggyback off what you and Pearl said, you know, I thank God for his grace. I thank God for keeping me, just keeping me from so many things. You know, I look back on certain things and he's kept me from myself. And I think he does that. And he, you know, even things that I went through, you know, I felt like, you know, why is this happening? Why am I being broken like this? And then there's a song that talks about being gracefully broken. And when I look back on those things, he was just strengthening me. You know, he was growing me in my faith. And now, like, my faith is grown and I'm so strong. You know, when things come up, I know how to approach it. And it's so amazing because, you know, I look at certain people who may not be believers or may not understand this life. And I'm just like, man, it's so much better with Christ. It's so much better. Life is so much better with him. And just to be in love with him. And like you, Pastor Yato, I love to sing and I love to worship. And, sometimes, you know, if I'm ever in a position where maybe I don't feel like praying, he'll bring me to a song or a worship song. And it was a song that I, came across, and it's I Will Not Fear. And it's the most beautiful song. And it really drives out fear, you know? And so I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful for his covenant. I'm grateful for just learning the word and knowing how to use it and knowing how to fight the enemy. And just, you know, all the things that God has protected me from, and also all the things that he has just blessed me with, you know, even just the littlest things, you know, God reveals himself over and over again how good he is to his children. And I'm just so, it's like, you know, his love is just getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. That's another song too, but it is, it's truly sweet to me. And I'm just so happy and I'm so excited for what's to come. So I am really, again, walking in that posture because I'm getting prepared, and every day God gives me a word. And I know that, and his last word was that, you know, the ladder will be greater. And just like it was, I think it was in John, forget which chapter, but it was when they were at the wedding ceremony and God turned the water into wine. And the man said, you know, most people serve their best wine, you know, in the beginning, but you saved the best for last. And I took it that way. He's saving the best for last. And I'm really hanging on to that. So I know this next marriage and this next, you know, covenant is going to be for the books. Is going to be congratulations. So I'm looking forward to it. My name will be congratulations. So I thank God again for everybody in this room and all the testimonies. And again, to you, Pastor Yato, and Lady Eva. And also, I want to give thanks to my friend Pearl. I love her. And it really brings me to tears because, you know, we've been through some things together. And I believe God. I believe our friendship was ordained by God. And I'm brought to tears because whenever God does something wonderful in one of my closest friends, I'm excited because I know he's in the neighborhood. I always say that he's in the neighborhood. And even just to be connected to you guys in this room, he's in the neighborhood. And I know I'm not too far behind. So I celebrate everybody in this room. Sister Julia, Lola, Sister Mary. I celebrate everybody in the listening lounge. Everybody, you know, God is really doing some wonderful things. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the covenant. I'm grateful for the relationships and the communion. And I just can't wait to celebrate. You know, everybody is invited to my wedding. So thank you guys.
Wow. Powerful stuff. Now you are talking. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Praise God. You know, and I know, you know, I declared it for you already in this room, you know, and I just posted a scripture, you know, for your celebration and for everyone that's want to celebrate, for you, Pearl, for you, Alexis, for Lola, for everybody. Look, the Lord said, you will go out with joy. You will be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And here's the celebration, you know, continues, not just then singing, but the trees of the field. That's like people, right? That's what it represents in the Bible. Trees of the field shall clap their hands. God will line them up. Celebration. Look, the voice of joy. The voice of celebration, I declare and decree it for everyone in this room in the name of Jesus. The voice of joy, the voice of merriment, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord. Jeremiah 33 and verse 11. And somebody can post that for me. If you can find it and post it, but let me bring it up and see if I can read it. Jeremiah 33 and verse 11. I love that scripture. Praise the Lord. He said, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, even the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride and the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise. That's a song we sing about that. That's where it came from. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. It comes from this verse. To them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. For I will cause to return the captivity, even your captivity. Glory to God. God said, I will turn it around. And when he does, the scriptures say we were like them that dreamt. We're like them, you know, when the Lord turned our captivity, we were like them that dreamt. And everyone that's in this room, now I posted a scripture for everybody else, which I mentioned also yesterday. You know, when things look like they are small in your life right now, don't worry about it. God has a plan. Job chapter 8 and verse 7. You know, though thy beginning or thy current situation looks small, yet your latter end shall greatly increase, you know. And I think, you know, Sister Alexis alluded to that in a way. I said, look, you left the best for the last. And the Lord is like that, you know. Listen, I've told also the story, and I even preached it at our church here one time. I called it the God of the 11th hour. And I told that, you know, story out of the parable in Matthew chapter 20 of the workers and then the late hour workers. And there were some people that started, you know, at the beginning of the workday And they labored for 11 hours. And then at 5 p.m., their day ends at 6 p.m., right? It's 6 to 6. So then at 5 p.m., the master goes out again and finds some people idle all day, nothing going for them. They got nothing. And he says to them, what are you doing here? Because we have nothing going for us. Nobody has hired us, have nothing working for us. They're just sad. And the master says to them, all right, you go in over here, but you have to follow the instruction. Go over here and do this and do that, and I'll give you something. But at the end of the day, the beauty of this story, that God of the 11th hour, hallelujah. I invite you, if you didn't listen to that message, go listen to it. If you are not, I think I preached it at GMI Church. You can go find our website and find our message and listen to it. The God of the 11th hour, when he showed up, glory to God, he made those people equal with the people that were there for 11 hours. Hallelujah. so don't worry about it. Compare yourself, say, oh, some people got ahead in life. Don't worry about it. When Jesus steps into a situation, he can turn that all around, make you equal, and then all those people became envious. Say, wow, why you gave them the same as us? We've been here all day. And Lord said, look, friend, did I not agree with you? And that's again the power of negotiation. Look, I've told people, and I keep saying it, when you are on a roll, with God, don't stop. When you're on a road, just keep saying it like Abraham. Lord, if I found favor before you, then let it be like this. Then bring another condition while you are on a road. You bring it in. Don't stop. God has the capacity. He's not afraid of anything you're going to ask. He has the capacity. So why stop? Why shoot only 3 arrows when you could have shot more? That's why Elisha was angry with the king of Israel. When you are on a road, bring it in, and God will look. These people negotiated only for a penny. They could have negotiated for more, and that's all they got. But these other ones, they opened up their hearts. They said, Lord, we're at your mercy. Give us whatever. And they took it. And the Lord, he made them equal. So I tell you what, there is no loss of time. The Bible says in the book of Joel, I will restore unto you the years which the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust, and the palmerworm has eaten. You may think that you've lost some years, and maybe you did. And maybe it looks like that, but God has a way to bring it all back and make it beautiful in his time. Glory to God. All day long, Peter was there. They caught nothing. But in the 1 minute that Jesus showed up, he turned all that around. And so your situation, the ending will be greater and better than the beginning. Hallelujah. And that's for everybody in this room, and especially for our singles that are in this room. Those who are single again, in particular, either unfortunately through the loss of your spouse or through some bitter, divorce or separation or whatever, I say to you today, the end will be sweeter than the beginning. Glory to God. You just believe the Lord and rejoice in his grace. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. The Lord, put your hands in his. Put your life in his hands, and he has a way to bless that. Glory to God. And that goes for everything else that we are doing in our lives. Not just about marriage, not just about, getting out of being single. It's about everything else. Whatever it is that we're going through right now, you may be an entrepreneur. You started something that looks like a cloud, like a small cloud, like a man's hand at first. The next thing you know, when you stay in there, you grind in there. That's right. You dig in, you grind in, you never give up, you never give in, and you don't give the devil an inch, and you don't give him any satisfaction. You don't let the devil think he got one over you. You stay right there with the word of God. The next thing you know, that little man's size of a little man, hands of a cloud, gonna turn into a deluge. Hallelujah. And God gonna give you an incredible outpouring. Praise God. That's for everyone that's in the room today. And I feel like just praying right now over the room. Yes. On the heels of what I just said, I feel like praying over the room right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you because the word of the Lord is not bound. Hallelujah. Your word is eternal. It is alive. It's forever settled in the heavens. And we thank you, Lord, for the angels that excel in strength, that do your commandments, that are waiting, you know, hearkening, waiting for the voice of your word. I'm going to give voice to that word this morning. And I pray as I speak this word that there will be faith in everyone's heart to believe God. And let's see how the angels of God will go into operation. Lord, I thank you because you are the one who sits and rules. Hallelujah. You rule in the heavens. You rule upon the earth. You sit between the cherubims. You do these great things. Great and mighty. Past finding out. But we are searching out the goodness of the Lord and finding them out in our lives. And I declare and decree for everyone that's in the room today. Hallelujah. Let your joy be multiplied and know no bounds in Jesus' name. The prayers that you prayed over your children, your husband, your this, your business, your job, everything, all the prayers that have been prayed over this room, I mean, over every part of your life, especially yesterday when we are in the room. You know, I speak the word of God because God, the Bible says that the Lord, he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Now, we speak in the name of the Lord today. The scripture says, as I believe, say, because I believe, therefore I have spoken. Well, I believe in my heart, therefore I speak the grace of God into every life that's here today present in Jesus' name. Or those that might listen to this later on, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. And we command the gates to be open, that the righteous people may go in and rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. And everything that tried to steal your joy, kill your dreams, destroy your life, we come against them in the name of Jesus Christ and pull them down. We dislodge the powers of hell and the tokens of liars that say, aha, aha, let their mouths be shut in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And let the grace of God shine beautifully upon you and be thou a crown of glory, a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord. And let the beauty of our God shine upon you. Yea. Let him establish the work of your hands. Glory to God. You're going out. You're coming in. From this time forth, let it be established. Let the mountains sing for joy. Even the everything, let them break forth into singing before you. And let the trees of the field begin to clap their hands to celebrate your success and the goodness of the Lord in your life. Glory to God. And I come against, you know, there's something here that I want to pray against right now. There is a crawling snail spirit. Whereas God wants you to accelerate and move like the cheetah that can run fast. I come against the spirit of snail and sluggishness and dragging of the feet. I rebuke it in your life in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The spirit also of procrastination and the devil taking advantage of that. Come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord will make now make your feet like hinds feet. He will cause you to rise upon your high places. Glory to God. Faith indeed is now. Jesus said in Mark 11 and 24, he says, and what things soever you desire, when you pray, that's at the time that you pray, not later, but at the time that you pray, believe, and that settles it. So faith indeed is now. And we speak the word of God into your life now to bring rejuvenated faith. Let faith arise in your hearts in the name of Jesus. For unto him that believeth shall nothing be impossible. Indeed, all things are possible to him that believeth. Do you believe? You believe that all things are possible? If you believe that this morning, give the Lord some praise. Let me hear your praise. Somebody say amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And we've already declared that 2023 is going to be your year to emerge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the Lord will watch over that word. Hallelujah. Because the Lord gave the word. Great added company that's publishing. I'm publishing it. The angels are publishing it. They're watching over it to make it happen. You know, the Lord showed us a council that he had, a council meeting. It was negative, but the same thing reveals the positive side to us. Said, you know, who is going to go down there and make Ahab to fall at Ramah Gilead? And one said this and one said that. And afterward, another one said this. You know, and the Lord said, fine, go and prosper. Well, in the same way, the Lord says, who's going to go down there and make sure that what my daughter Alexis just spoke will come to pass? Who's going to go there, down there and make sure that what Pearl is waiting for shall come to pass? Who's going to go down there, you know, and, you know, watch over what Mary is declaring? Who's going to go there, down there and make sure that what Lola is declaring for herself will come to pass? And so on and so forth. The Lord can hold that counsel at any time. He actually does. And then those angels that excel in strength, they come out and say, I got this. Glory to God. I got this. And the Lord said, fine, you go and do it. You know, see to it. See to it. You know, and they come back. And the Lord say, how went it? And say, I've gone to and fro throughout the earth. And all his address concerning Pearl, all his address concerning Alexis, all his address concerning Julia, all his address concerning everyone that's in the room, Michelle, Colapo, Sam, Praise, Grace, you know, all of you, Tola, all his address, Ebon, everybody, the Lord will tell you, you know, all is at rest. When the angels come and report that to the Lord will repeat that. You know, it will resonate back to you. You know, the Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. You know, these are the angels that run to and fro. God doesn't need to move anywhere. He knows everything already, and everything that there is or isn't, he knows it all. He doesn't need to move to see anything. You know, but the eyes of the Lord, these are the angels. They go to and fro. They come back, and then they tell the Lord, you know, wow, yeah, she's believing, you know, and we are seeing to it. And it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. And so in your heart, when you say, how long? You say, don't worry about it. That is a timing. It's something that God is cooking. He's cooking it. Can you smell it? Hallelujah. Can you smell what God is cooking? I can smell it. Can you hear the sound of abundance of rain? I can hear it. You know, the Lord is good unto his people. Praise God. Now, the devil, he'll try to come up and challenge these declarations today. It's called contradictions to the word of promise. But you stand your ground and see you send him back to hell. Glory to God. Don't give an inch. Don't give. Ephesians 4:27 say, neither give place to the devil. Don't even give place to any of his suggestions. When they come one way, send them back seven different ways. Say, I believe the Lord. Sirs, I believe God. That's what Paul said. I believe God. You know, so I believe God. For he has spoken and his word has never failed. There has never failed any of all the good things that the Lord promised. We read that in Joshua the other day. You know, all have to come to pass. Glory to God. So thank you for joining us. That is our room for today. And I will be closing in just a few minutes, unless somebody still has something else they want to say. Yeah, otherwise, we're going to close the room. If you still have something else, feel free before I close. We will be back by tomorrow. Sister Lola, I see you blinking. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to, I guess, quickly just share, just reflect on the Faith Lab yesterday. It was very powerful, and I think it really, you know, it was just so practical. And I think the practicality of it is what, you know, for me, I needed, but I know that many other Christians need. I think that, you know, even just being a Christian for a long time, you know, I'm not always taught how to practically apply God's word. And I think that that's what, you know, is missing many times, or it needs to be added in the teaching. So I just appreciate, that part. I actually sent the replay to, a few of, my Bible study friends, who did listen to it and they came back with powerful reports, like they were wowed. So, you know, this teaching is, I feel like it's very rare. And, you know, we're I just know that I'm favored by the Lord because I'm in this room. Like that I was able to, you know, hear this teaching because I think that sometimes Christians can be frustrated because they pray and pray and pray, but they don't see results. But the issue is that we haven't really been taught how to pray effectively. We haven't really been taught, you know, how to pray and see results, pray, literally praying God's word. So, you know, I just want to encourage other people to just share this, you know, the faith lab. That exercise was absolutely powerful. And I know at least, you know, my friends that came back told me that they were absolutely blessed and that they're going to incorporate everything that they learned, you know, in their lives from now on. So I just wanted to show. So that in itself is a testimony, at least, you know, because, you know, I truly believe that, you know, as children of God, there should be a difference, right? You know, we can't be praying and not seeing results, and unbelievers are, you know, just living their life and it looks like they're prospering, right? You know, Jesus promised us, you know, abundant life, and, you know, we're made to have dominion. And I truly believe that it's because we don't know how to pray God's word and speak God's words to really live in dominion and have that abundant life. So people can see it's like, wow, your life is just different. And it's yeah, I'm backed up by the word of God. I'm backed up, you know, by the blood of Jesus, and they'll see that it really does work, you know. So this was just, you know, absolutely a blessing, and I'm thankful, to be, I just want to bless God. Just for, every day, just, you know, waking me up. There's some mornings that, you know, sometimes yesterday was one morning where the enemy was really trying to keep me out of the room. I'll definitely say that he was definitely trying to keep me out of the room yesterday because I've just kind of been off. And, you know, I always feel like I have to realign myself in the presence of the Lord. But, you know, it was the Holy Spirit that was like, you know, be consistent, no matter how you feel, always just go, just make sure you're always there. Make sure you're always seeking the Lord, always in his presence and in any way. And that always deals with the flesh that doesn't want to do something, the flesh that, you know, that the enemy always uses. So, just wanted to share that, as a at least a testimony, for me and, you know, for everyone who I know has tapped into, this study. So I yield the mic.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. That is such a blessing to hear, you know, how you are sharing the word. That's what Paul said to Timothy. He said, look, put these things before faithful men who will in turn put it before others. That's how the word grows. The Bible says in the old, in the early church that the word of God grew and multiplied. And that's how the word of God grows and multiplies. You know, you share the word, you spread the word, and somebody else picks it up, they run with it. When we make it plain, that's what God told Habakkuk. He said, you know, make it plain. Let them run, you know, once they hear it, you know, and so on. So let me, two scriptures I posted, I just posted the references, but I'm going to read them to you to close this room out. I read part of it yesterday. Joshua 21, verses 44 and 45. And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all. And I want you to notice how many times he says all in these places, you know, in these things. Okay. So let's count the alls. The Lord gave them rest round about according to all, as one, that he swear unto his fathers, you know, and there stood not a man of all, that's two, of their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies, that's three, into their hands, and they had not failed any good thing which the Lord God spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. That's another all. That's about four alls that he mentions in that place. And that's so powerful. You know, that's all means all, not some. Now, you know, Solomon almost repeated, you know, the same things in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 56. And so I gave you both scriptures. Read those and meditate upon it. And here's what the way he put it. He said, blessed be the Lord that had given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he had promised. They had not failed one word of all of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. He had done everything. So, you know, let's be encouraged. The word of God, you know, that's why we have the 24 elders in heaven. You know, you ever wonder, one day I'll speak about that. You ever wonder what they do, what their role is, you know, well, why are they there? Well, they are eyewitnesses of all of his promises, you know, to so that they can say, you know, they're not there to check the Lord, no. But they're there to say, we've been eyewitnesses. There has not failed any, you know, of all, you know, of everything that he has promised. We've seen it come to pass. And they will, you know, they are like a cloud of witnesses. They're there. Praise God. So God bless you all. Thank you for being in the room with us today. Powerful, powerful room. I think I interjected here and there, enough lesson, you know, enough to, enough material to even be a lesson for today. So we're going to call it a day for this room today, and we'll be back tomorrow by the grace of God. And I think tomorrow I'm going to do some more prayer over the room. I just feel the need to release some more things, you know, to the people of God. So from time to time, we will do that, you know, and then come back again. We still have a couple of chapters left in the book of Hebrews. I'm not in a hurry to get to those. I was so excited to get to Hebrews 11. I did that. Chapter 12, powerful stuff. And I will get to it, you know, but tomorrow I may do a prayer fire room and release some more things upon the people of God. So you don't want to miss it. You know, be here and believe God. And let's see, you know, we're not going to give an inch, you know. You know, the Bible says that even Christ, you know, sitting until, you know, he see all his desires, you know, upon all his enemies, the last enemies, all, everything being brought to his footstool. He's not moving an inch. It's all going to come to pass. And remember, every word of God in this Bible will be fulfilled. Every word. So if it's here, it'll be fulfilled. If it hasn't been fulfilled, then there remaineth the fulfillment upon some people that will believe it. So let's believe God. You may be that person. Hallelujah. That's going to make that word come to pass. But it will come to pass. If Jesus said, if it's in this Bible, it'll come to pass. So Father, once again, we thank you for this room, for everyone that's been here with us, for those on stage, those listening in the listening lounge, those that may do the replays later on. We give you all the praise and all the glory. You know, we pray, Lord, that this room continues to be a blessing to everyone, a blessing to myself as well, a blessing to my wife, blessing to all the people that participate with us every day. And thank you all so much for being here. God bless you. Have a great day, everyone, and see you back tomorrow by the grace of God. Remember, you know, the Lord is with you, whithersoever you go. Have a great day, everyone. Shalom.